Now more than ever, it's critical that customers find accurate information about your business. LocalWorks by Yahoo Small Business makes it easy to add, edit, and publish business information across 70-plus local directories from a single dashboard. Ensure your business is found with LocalWorks and save 10% today by using code LWPODCAST. Visit yahoosmallbusiness.com/local to find out more.
This is John Lauder, host of The Cheap Seats. Thanks for listening to the following broadcast on Public House Media.
Hey, you're listening to Let's Hustle with Lee and Chelsea.
We are two girls making our way in sales and entrepreneurship.
We set out to make this podcast after entering our late 20s and realizing we were hitting a wall and felt like our lives and careers were stagnant. After expressing this feeling to countless other women, we realized we weren't alone.
So each week we're bringing you real conversations with real people that are authentic, realistic, and relatable in hopes that you can grow into the best version of yourself. So strap in and let's hustle. Hello and welcome to another episode of Let's Hustle Podcast. I'm Lee.
I'm Chelsea.
And we are happy you are back with us on this beautiful day. Hopefully it's beautiful. It is blazing hot outside here.
Yeah, I literally was like, why in the heck is it so hot?
It hurts like to go outside.
Well,
it hurts.
Well, thinking, I'm like, man, it just got really hot. And I was like, oh, it's July.
Right, it's summertime.
That would make sense.
Right, it kind of happens.
Yeah, I still feel like it's March.
Oh, me too. Time froze for me this year. It's not real. This year is just not real. Mm-mm. Why, like, things just keep happening every month.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see where the bubonic plague is back?
Stop it. No, someone else said that, and I was like, no, no, what, huh?
But here's the thing, and, like, this is another thing.
Do you think it's real? Or do you think they're just trying to scare people?
Well, I mean, I don't think that they would say, because it said that it's a possible case.
Okay.
They haven't, like, confirmed it. It's a possible case of the bubonic plague.
What a name.
Yeah, I know.
Bubon.
The Black Death is what it's called. Yeah. I just want you to know that I have listened to a podcast called This Podcast Could Kill You. If you're really into, like, infectious diseases.
No. Oh my gosh,
and
it's literally
pandemics.
It keeps me up at night.
It is a great podcast, but they have two different episodes on the bubonic plague and, like, why the pneumonic plague and the bubonic plague is different. But because if it's the bubonic plague, it can only be transmitted from, like, touch, I believe, or, like, consumption of, like, certain things, or, like, a flea bite. If it's the pneumonic plague, it can be transferred in water and water particles that come from your mouth. So if it's the bubonic plague, I mean, it's still awful. It's just not as scary as the pneumonic plague.
Bubonic is 1 to 7 days after exposure, spread by fleas.
Yeah.
I have two dogs.
Yeah, so
they're not going outside anymore.
All us with animals.
10% mortality with treatment.
Yeah. But you have to think, though, like, back in the day, there wasn't treatment for this. So
yeah.
If you had it, you just, like, stayed in a...
And you threw up and were awful and horrible and disgusting and gross and died.
Got little bubos on your skin.
They're nasty looking.
Do you know what bubos are?
No, but I saw a picture. So
they're little boils that come up on your skin, and they... This is so gross. I'm so sorry. Just fast forward like 15 seconds if you don't want to hear this. If they get really bad, they literally make gurgling noises.
Stop it.
Yes.
How do you know this?
From the podcast I listened to, This Podcast Will Kill You. It's hosted by two girls who are both like studying epidemiology. And so they just come on and talk about like different diseases and how they spread and how they began and, you know, whatever. They talk about different pandemics.
Don't look it up.
Yeah, it's really gross. Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Guys, I'm looking at it. Don't do it. Whatever you do.
Or do if you like that kind of stuff. But anyways, I'm pretty sure, and I don't know if I'm confusing this with Ebola, but no, listen, what I'm about to say. But contracting it, it's not like COVID where you could have no symptoms and mm-hmm. you could give it to anyone at any time. I'm pretty sure it's similar to Ebola, where the only way that you're contagious is if you have symptoms. Yeah. If you're showing symptoms, then you're contagious. So it'd be a lot. It's scary because it's literally called the Black Death, but it shouldn't be. It should be a lot easier to contain, is all I'm saying.
Okay, that makes me feel.
But it's still, like, the fact that it's coming back, it's like, why, homie? Why, go, you were...
Ugh. I have my reasons why.
It's fine.
It's fine. That's another podcast for another day.
Yeah.
Is it, though? Who knows? Because who knew that we would have this as a topic?
Yeah. We'll get to our topic.
Yeah.
Which I'm really excited about today's
I'm
topic.
I'm very excited. Yes. It's not typical.
It's not typical.
Because it's not... Well, we're going to get to it, but we got to dangle some carrots here, okay? You know, when you're working, there's just like everyday monotony, and it's like, yeah, be positive, do the things, you're awesome, you got this, blah, 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 which is great. We love it. Right. We're here for it. Hence a podcast that we talk about and are in every single week.
Yes.
But sometimes...
Quotidian habits, you know?
Oh, we quotidian the ish out of some...
habits
podcast
anyways
ahead. So we thought, you know, when you're really like going sometimes mm-hmm. it's nice to do a little something for you mm-hmm. and this next topic we are relating into real life, but also it's something Lee and I thoroughly enjoy to listen, read, watch about.
Yes.
So anyways, that's my carrot. How's your week?
Oh, that's a big old carrot, girl. My week has been good.
Tell me about
actually.
It.
Actually, so I, last night, and Chelsea joined me on this, and our friend Kaylee, which was amazing, we held our first unofficial supporter think tank meeting for the NWSL supporters group that's coming to Louisville in 2021.
I'm so excited.
And yeah, it was awesome. And we just all got together, all sat outside, all wore face masks, sat across from each other.
And died in the heat and the humidity.
It was totally cool.
Wonderful.
And we just talked about, you know, different things that we want to do, how we want to support the team, different
names.
I'm so
excited to find out what the name is going to be.
Yeah, I know. Same. I think that, well, if you listen to this on Thursday, you'll know. Because they're releasing it tomorrow, which for us is Wednesday.
Perfect.
Because today is Tuesday when we're recording this. But you should know. You should know the logo and the name by the time this comes out. Mm-hmm. And I'm really excited to see it. And I'm just ready.
Ditto.
I'm so ready.
Ditto.
I really missed soccer.
It was a part of your identity.
It was. But I think women's soccer, more specifically, was my identity.
Yeah.
So I'm stoked, yo. So we had that meeting, and it was awesome. Had my first day. I'm helping out at the Kentucky Commission on Human Rights, build a little bit of their social media presence and just like explainer posts and letting people know who they are. So I started that today, which was awesome sauce.
Amazing.
And yeah, I've just had a really nice, productive 2 days.
So happy for you.
Thank you. How about you, my darling?
I had a great 4th of July.
Heck yes.
Got to hang out with some cool cats.
Oh, hey, I was one of them.
You sure were.
Yay.
And that's pretty much it. My grandma's birthday's tomorrow. And other grandma's birthday was yesterday.
Wonderful.
The day before yesterday. Sorry. The 5th.
Amazing.
No. Yeah. I'm going to stop
now. Today's the 7th.
Okay, so let's talk.
Oh, are we going to dive
let's
in?
Let's do it. I'm so boring. It's
in. My grandma's birthday is this week, and... Yeah.
Here we are.
Yeah. So, today, what we wanted to do is, this is a subject that Chelsea and I love.
So much.
And there's so many people that we know that love to talk about it.
There's groups for this.
There are groups for this. So, subject of today is true crime. Why true crime? Because we truly believe that true crime has helped us be more socially aware, emotionally aware, spatially aware, and overall just more
aware.
Aware. It has made us paranoid little pansies. And but I know that so many people feel the same, mm-hmm. where it becomes, I think that it's such a weird thing where there's a lot of men who don't like true crime and there's a lot of women who do, because I think that women are constantly having to be more aware of mm-hmm. their surroundings and mm-hmm. aware of like people manipulating them and yeah. know, overall just like taking advantage of them.
This is how amazing Adam and I are uh-huh. in our relationship.
Okay.
We fall asleep almost every night to 48 hours.
That's awesome.
If that's not demented and slightly creepy, I don't know what real love is.
It's not. I don't think so.
Perfect.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that there's this stigma of men constantly being like, why do you like murder so much? Are you a murderer? Are you going to murder me? No, it's not. For me, at least, it's because I love when, like, justice is served. And I also love trying to figure out what's happening. And, like why didn't they see this warning sign? Why didn't they see this warning sign? Yeah. This is what could have been done differently. Why didn't this person, you know, take this evidence in at this time? Why did they mess up the crime scene? Like, learning about...
Idiots.
Exactly. Just learning about the process is so interesting to me. I know it's not just me who thinks that.
No, it's so interesting. It's like, why do you think that? Why are you the way you are? Tell me everything.
I hated my laugh there.
It's fine. So, there's one thing that made, like, true crime has made me, like, really paranoid, and I'm okay with it, because I think it's really important to be alert and be aware and know what's going on around you.
Maybe more cautious. Than paranoid.
No,
just paranoid.
I'm paranoid.
Okay, that's fine, for sure.
But like, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just like, whatever. I've gotten better. I've become more cautious, less paranoid.
Totally.
But like, there's was a time when I was working an account. I'm a female in sales. I deal with a lot of blue collar, a lot of men, mm-hmm. a lot of idiots mm-hmm. that say things that I'm like, why would you say that? And I work with a lot of really amazing men, really talented, really insightful, really wonderful people. Mm-hmm. But sometimes guys say things and I'm like, why would you say that to me? And so with true crime and watching this and seeing the other things, it helps me kind of be like aware. And, you know, if I'm not comfortable, I ask for someone to be with me. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay. And one thing I love about my company is that if I'm uncomfortable, I have my service managers, my sales manager, my branch manager. Everyone's like, I'll be there with you. Or like, don't go. Mm-hmm. Like, if you don't feel like going, absolutely. Like, lose the deal. Like, yeah. I don't care. Which I think is dope. But I had a guy once tell me that, like, I made him the happiest he's ever been. And his wife doesn't want him talking to him. And I'm like, whoa.
Ew.
Like, where did this come from?
Gross.
And I told him, I was like, I think that you are interpreting this extremely wrong. Mm-hmm. It's very uncomfortable for me.
Yeah.
You kind of remind me of, like, my friend's dad.
Yeah, like, so.
Can you please stop? And so then from there on, just because I'm 99% sure nothing would have happened to me. Mm-hmm. But, like, still, if you're uncomfortable, it's okay to be rude. If you're uncomfortable and you don't feel a certain way, it's okay to just, like, hey, I'm out.
Exactly.
And that's where I had drawn, I know he was not a harmful person. Well, mm-hmm. I think I know. I don't really know this person. But, like, if you are working and you're by yourself and you're a woman and you don't, or even a man, mm-hmm. you know?
For sure.
Like, it is okay to just recognize that you don't feel safe or mm-hmm. you don't feel comfortable or makes you feel icky.
Yeah.
And get out.
Yeah. There are so many stories on I Survived is a show mm-hmm. On, oh my gosh, what network is it on? It doesn't matter. It's called I Survived. And there's so many people who are survivors who got into these situations and they'll always say like, well, I felt rude saying no, or I felt rude not talking to this person.
Yeah.
And it's very hard in a moment to be like, well, I just would have told them to freaking F off. Like,
yeah.
But a lot of times the niceness inside of us and we don't want to feel uncomfortable. Yeah. It's very hard sometimes. But for me, like listening to true crime, like, you hear all of these examples of, I just wanted to be nice. I just wanted to be nice. And it really inspires you, not inspires you, but it motivates you to say no. Like, actually, I am uncomfortable. I have watched this happen many a times. Mm-hmm. Played out on freaking ID TV. Is it ID?
Yes.
ID, okay. I don't want this to happen to me, and I don't care if you're not going to murder me. You're making me uncomfortable. Even yeah. if you just make a pass, like, that is still a situation I never want to be in. Mm-hmm. And it kind of gives you the strength.
Which, like, really freaking sucks that it's, like, you have to feel like that
yeah.
as a human being. Or,
yeah.
I mean, screw it, as a woman.
Yeah.
Like, men, we appreciate, support you and everything, but, like, you cannot tell me that you walk with keys in between your fingers to your car at night.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. You don't. So,
and, like, you don't, like, have to deal with, yeah, we could meet at 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. Like, tonight on a Friday,
mm-hmm.
that has happened to me, and I said no.
Like, oh my gosh.
Why would that be acceptable?
Thank you.
Like, what are you thinking?
Why would I want to have a meeting with you on a Friday night? Why can't we do Monday morning at 10 a.m.?
Exactly.
Like, don't think that I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
Hooker.
I'm not. You're not that worth it to me. That deal is not that worth it to me.
I'm good on that, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, it's okay to say no. And the other part is, like, well, what if you're rude and that pisses them off and then... I think that scares people, too,
because you just don't sure.
know.
Uh-huh.
Like, well, if I'm rude, then maybe it'll make them mad, and then they really will do something.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's just really important to be aware,
mm-hmm.
be able to read the situation,
mm-hmm.
and know how to handle yourself.
Yeah. And, like, trust your gut. That is the thing, too, that I've learned so much from listening to all these murder podcasts is... Someone will say, well, I had a really bad feeling, but I thought that, you know, maybe I'm just being judgmental, or maybe I'm just, you know, this guy looks like he's sad and I should just feel bad for him. No, trust your gut. Like, if yeah. you feel like someone is being aggressive towards you, if you feel very uncomfortable in a situation, get at, like,
there's you don't no even reason
need to
it.
Be rude sometimes. Sometimes you just can get out of a situation.
You know what'll get you out of a situation? I'm sorry, I have explosive diarrhea. Nobody is going to want to kidnap.
No one's going to
someone with the diarrhea.
Yeah.
And no one will be, they'll be like, oh, that's gross, so they're not going to question you.
Yeah. Actually, this, ooh, okay, this actually happened. And not the explosive diarrhea part.
Dang it! I was like, that's so awesome. No.
There was a girl who was kidnapped by a guy,
mm-hmm.
and... He had done this a couple times, and the only reason that he got caught, because he would kidnap women and murder them and throw them in this lake, okay? How he got caught is this one girl was kidnapped,
mm-hmm.
and I wish I knew the names. I'm so bad. I'm so sorry, but you can look this up, probably.
Totally.
Kidnapped her. He would keep them in his car and then assault them and then murder them. He kept her in his car, and before, because she could tell that he was being really weird. And what he would do is he would put, like, a mask or something over their faces so they didn't know where he was driving. And she could tell that this guy, like, had problems. Like, he was not, like, a normal
serial killer. Speak.
Well, you know what I mean? He was yeah. not an intelligent serial killer.
Right.
Like, we're not dealing with a, you know, Ted Bundy, you know? She could tell that something was off.
Yeah.
And that he, like, really didn't know how to talk to women, like, had no idea what he was doing. And so he was about to assault her, and she was like, wait, I'm on my period right now. It's really bad. My period lasts for 2 weeks. I have, like, a condition, and I just want to warn you of that, like, if you assault me, like, I heavily bleed, like, you will have blood, like, all over you. Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, okay, thank you for telling me. And he was like, you know, how long again? She was like, yeah, 2 weeks. And he was like, oh, okay. And they sat in his car for 3 days until finally he got so uncomfortable. And she was like, yeah, I'm so sorry. I just, like, I can't do anything because I am on my period. And he straight up drove her back and dropped her off. But this girl, because she's so smart, and she never saw him.
Uh-huh.
Because he blindfolded her and, like, took her to a place. She had no idea yeah. where she was. But when she got in the car, she, like, felt around to, like, feel the kind of, like, chairs there were. To feel, like, what was on the console. To feel, like, what kind of, like, listen to, like, the turn signals. Like, listen yeah. to, like, everything in the car.
Yeah.
And described the car so in detail to the police that they were able to figure out what kind of car he had. And she literally, in her mind, was like, okay, like, we drove for maybe, like, 10 minutes and he took a left turn. 10 minutes took a right turn. Blah, blah, blah. And they ended up finding his car and finding him.
Shut up.
Yeah, all because she lied and said she was on her period.
I love that.
And he was a creepy creeper. He had no... I mean, he'd never been with a woman before. And he was, like, a psycho. So he had no idea what that meant. So...
Wow.
Yeah. So there you go.
Also, fun fact. Do you know if I tell you, like, a window, you know what it will feel like on your tongue and taste like? Think about anything. Carpet.
Yeah.
You know what it's going to feel like on your tongue and how it's going to taste.
Yeah.
Glass.
Yeah.
Metal.
Yeah.
You know.
You know.
Without really knowing.
Correct.
Isn't that wild?
That is wild.
That's like while she was like doing the, like using her senses to mm-hmm. figure things out. That's mm-hmm. what made me think of that.
Heck yeah.
Anyways, okay, Lee, can you please be the first true crime storyteller on this podcast?
Yes, absolutely.
Of business and entrepreneurship.
Okay. So this story is a true story. And I think this is a good example of
I'm laying down for this.
Do it. Lay down, girl. This is a good example of trusting your gut. And especially because, yeah, like we do talk about, and there's statistically more men that attack women, like period. It's facts. More serial killers are men.
Not a question.
You know what I mean? It's not a question. It's just like how it is. Mm-hmm. And so this story like blew my mind and it made me think so much differently about talking to strangers and like random acts of kindness from strangers. So here we go. This happened in Western Kentucky in a small town. There was a girl and I don't remember her name. We're just going to call her Jessica Smith. Okay. So Jessica Smith was pregnant. She was about 8 months pregnant. And one day she gets a call from a girl and this girl's like, hey, oh my gosh, you're Jessica Smith. I'm Jessica Smith. And she was like, hello, nice to meet you. And she was like, so this is really weird, but I'm also pregnant and I just had my baby shower last weekend and I had a bunch of people send me gifts, but the name on here and like the item inside is definitely not for me. I didn't ask for this. So I think that it's yours because I found your registry online. And she was like, oh, wow. Okay. She was like, yeah, if you want to stop by, I'll, you know, give you the stuff. Great. And this girl was like, awesome. Thank you so much. So she was like, you know, I kind of feel weird about this. Like, boyfriend, will you come with me? So her boyfriend came with her, came to the girl's house. She didn't even bring her inside the house, just had the stuff outside, picked it up, no big deal, right? Went back home. And she was like, oh, well, that was nice of this girl. So she got this stuff. A week later, gets the same phone call and was like, hey, Jessica, I'm Jessica. So funny. The same thing happened. Do you want to come pick up your, you know, whatever it is that got sent to my house? And she was like, oh, yeah, for sure. That's fine. And her boyfriend asked, like, hey, you know, that's kind of weird that this is happening like twice. Like, do you want me to come with you again? And this girl was like, no. Like, I can handle this. She seemed totally fine. I'll just go, I'll get the stuff and I'll come back. So she goes to this girl's house. And so she finally comes inside the apartment. She invites her in and she's like, oh, like, you know, your, you know, baby, whatever is in, you know, my back room. You just stay here and I'll go get it. And so while she's getting it, Jessica number one, first Jessica, is like looking around this girl's apartment and like she sees some baby stuff and like whatever. And she starts to get like a really weird feeling because like this girl like looks like her house just looks kind of in disarray and like everything is like really creepy and she has like almost like too much baby stuff in her house. And so she starts just like snooping around. And she looks in the room that's supposed to be her baby's room, and plastered on the wall are covers of like In Touch Weekly, US Weekly, all these magazine covers of celebrity women who are pregnant with their faces scratched off, plastered on the wall. She notices this and is like, something is wrong here. Like, I need to leave. And so she yells down the hall and she's like, you know what? I feel really sick. I'm going to come back later. Is that okay? And the girl didn't say a word. She just ran out of the back room with a knife and stabbed her. Okay. So Jessica number two stabbed Jessica number one. Okay. So she fights her. They fall to the ground. She ends up getting the knife and Jessica number one ends up stabbing Jessica number two. And okay. And so, like, stabbing her, like, a bunch of times. So, finally, Jessica number one escapes. She comes out of the apartment. She ends up down the hallway. The door is locked, and she can't get out. You have to have, like, a key to, like, get out. Stop. And so, she's, like, screaming. She's freaking out. She doesn't know what to do. No neighbors are coming out, because you find out later the neighbors thought it was, like, a domestic dispute that they didn't want to get involved in. So, finally, someone clearly had called the cops. And by the time the cops got there, she was, like, heavily bleeding, but not, like, fatally wounded. They went into the apartment complex, and Jessica number two has died. Okay. So they immediately are like, oh, they're sisters. Oh, they got into a fight. This girl's a murderer. So they took Jessica number one in, being like, she's suspected of murder. And so she's telling them all this, like, story in the car of, like, no, this is what happened. She called me. I don't know this girl. Her name's Jessica Smith. She is also pregnant. Like, you need to, like, watch out for that. Like, I don't, like, whatever. I don't know. Look in her room. She has these crazy photos of all these faces marked out. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. And she tried to kill me, which is why I'm stabbed and why I stabbed her. So they're like, okay, whatever, crazy girl. They take them both in. They get to the hospital. Jessica number two is pronounced dead at the hospital. And when they take her clothes off to do the autopsy, she had a fake pregnant belly on. Her plan the entire time.
No.
Yes. She had lied to her whole family and lied to her, like, boyfriend so he would stay with her and said that she got pregnant. Her plan was to find someone with the same name who was about the same, like, pregnant time of hers, because she said she was 8 months and then Jessica number one was 8 months pregnant, was going to find her and come and bring her to her house and kill her and steal the baby. And say that it was her baby. And that was her plan. And, I mean, obviously, like, she's dead. So, like, justice, I guess, was served. But can you believe that actually happened?
No.
And, like, I think that's so crazy. And it's so interesting to me that the boyfriend was like, that's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Do not go.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, bring someone with you. And it's just, like, those are, like, little clues that, like, if you have a bad feeling about something or if you feel uncomfortable in a situation, you need to speak up because, I mean, thankfully that girl survived, got out of it, but it could have turned way worse.
Way worse.
Way worse.
So much worse.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm
shook.
Yeah, that's my fun story. And it just makes you think that even if you are working with someone or you're dealing with someone who seems like the nicest person and they have all the best intentions, you really never know what someone's ulterior motives are. And, like, mm-hmm. I very much try to look on the bright side, give
Same.
People the benefit of the doubt.
Same.
But you also can't be an apologist for someone when they show their true colors.
Oh, what a word.
Thank you. So... yeah, because I think that happens a lot, where you're like, oh, no, this person could never have done that.
Absolutely.
It's like, no, they...
Jeffrey Epstein.
Hey. But they can, and they did.
And they do.
And they do, still, to this day.
Wow.
So, yeah.
No, that's so true. In anything, business sense, I feel like in sales, when you really get good at... in business, in life, if you can really trust yourself and your inner gut,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Oh, absolutely.
You just need to do it.
Yep.
Even, like, say, like, okay, this is something silly I do.
Okay.
But, like, I think about, okay, what if, like, I'm a spiritual person.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm, like, I believe that, like, there's, you know, a spirit looking out for me, helping me,
mm-hmm.
guiding me,
mm-hmm.
like, a little still small voice, whatever. And so if I get, like, a prompting to go check if the oven's off or if the door is locked, or just something really insignificant,
mm-hmm.
it's like, okay, I'm just going to do it because in the long run, it's something so simple. And if I can learn to listen to that voice,
mm-hmm.
and that voice can know that I'm going to listen,
mm-hmm.
like, what if that's just it like, testing me to be like, okay, are you going to listen when it doesn't count? So when it does, you really hear me?
Yeah.
And so anytime I just get any type of a positive thought,
mm-hmm.
or just like, you should check on this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
I do it because it's not going to hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to hinder. It could only help.
Yeah.
And sure. so.
And listening to stuff like that is so important. Even when it comes to, you know, applying for a new job. Because you could find a company that you think is perfect, that you think that position is going to be so wonderful for you.
Yeah.
But there's something inside you that says, like, I don't know, this might not be the right fit for me. Yep. And a lot of people ignore that and just say, no, I'm just being paranoid. I'm trying to be negative. Like, no,
I'm just resisting change.
Exactly. But if you know that something is not going to be right, or if you see some signs and some red flags, listen to them. Because, you know, you have this idea in your head of what your perfect job or your perfect career could be, but it might not be what's in front of you.
Yep.
Just because it looks good doesn't mean it's going to taste good.
Oh.
On a roll today.
Whoa. That was great. Yeah, no, I completely agree. Or even in the sale, like, if you just listen to your gut, like, our, like, inner selves are so much smarter and so much more in tune than I think we allow or recognize.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, if you're in a sale, like, nobody, like, don't come off, like, antsy and, like, needy and, like, pushy, you know? Like, listen to that inner voice. It's like, you remember that person that you really wanted to be friends with and they just seemed like they are cool with whatever, but that made you want to be friends with them more?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing in sales.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd love to be your partner, but it's okay if you don't want to.
Yeah.
So, like, follow your gut. Listen to yourself. Have some, like, positive identification with who you are and know that, like, your inner being really does know what's best. And so what if you miss out on one fun event? If that one fun event or that one meeting could have been something really bad, it's really worth it.
Absolutely.
So.
Yes.
Anyways, this was just our break to break up the what we always talk about.
Yeah, the monotony of the business monotony. Things. There's not a monotony in business things. There's always more things that we can be learning. So
absolutely.
That was the wrong word to use. I apologize, listeners.
No, but I mean, I get what you mean.
And one more point that I will add.
Please.
By listening to true crime a lot, it makes me believe a lot more people when they say something's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And not saying that I've always been a person where, like, if someone says something's wrong, you gotta believe them.
Yeah.
But I think that it makes other people more open to being like, oh, you think something's wrong? Okay, cool. Like, let's do something about it.
Yeah.
Because if you listen to true crime, you realize how just, like, messed up our criminal justice system is and how many crime scenes have been horribly examined by different people and how there's so many people that didn't do their jobs. But you just assume, well, like, no, they're, you know, an official by the state. Like, they have to be doing this right.
If,
like,
anybody is involved in a murder or, like, something and they have a close relative that is a police officer, I'm automatically convinced they're guilty.
You know, that's not exactly what I was saying, but I'm not going to sit here and deny that you might be right.
Every time.
But I'm just, what my point was more along the lines of, like, people make mistakes.
Yes.
People miss evidence all the time because they don't care enough, because they're not putting as much time and effort into things.
Yeah.
And so when you know how messed up one system can be, you know that there are other systems that are messed up too, whether that's in the corporate world, whether that's in an organization, you know, people, like, treating women unfairly, people treating people of color unfairly. You know that if it happens in, like, most likely one of the most serious things that can happen, which is murder, and if you know that messed up things and people can, like, just
mess
completely up F up stuff to a crazy degree, if it happens there, then it can happen in any organization.
Absolutely.
And it just makes you more aware of, like, not sweeping stuff under the rug. Of just, no, if someone says something's wrong, like, let's investigate it. Let's talk about it. Like, I'll help you. Like, what do you need help with? Like, let's go talk to this person. Let's make sure to hold them accountable. Like,
totally.
It helps. I think that it has also helped me be more of a warrior for those.
Yeah.
People.
I love it.
Thank you.
So, that's a little fun something.
Yeah.
That is also relatable, yet interestingly
we hope
dark.
That's what you think. We hope. But it was an interesting thing to kind of talk about, because Chelsea and I were talking about this earlier this week. Like, why do we listen to so much murder? Because I feel like it's when really you tell people you listen to Murder, they're like, are you okay?
Okay, I must be really good at, like, surrounding myself with like-minded folks, because everyone I talk to loves it.
Yeah.
Loves it.
I'm telling you.
Or I just wait for people to tell me first, and then I'm like, oh yeah, I'm down.
Like, oh yeah. Well, 48 it's hours. Literally because of the reasons we've been talking about, and I think it's more important to talk about that rather than, like, oh no, I just really want to see someone chopped up in a bag. Like, yeah, that is absolutely not... I would rather never see someone chopped up in a bag, please.
Please, no.
But if I find out that happens, I want to make sure that person who did that gets the justice they deserve and that we help the victim and the victim's families in any way possible.
Also, this is, like, I don't know how it is, but I've, like, oh my gosh, the world is so messed up. It's so messed up. Murder, murder, murder. A lot of it is, like domestic disputes that become murderous. I'm like,
oh, I know.
Okay, so... people are just going around killing people like serial killers.
Right.
It's a lot of...
it is a lot of domestic stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, like, really sad, but crimes makes me feel a little safer.
Yeah. I mean, you're most likely not going to be murdered by... you are more likely to be murdered by your significant other than you are a serial killer. But, again, that doesn't mean... pretend like serial killers don't exist.
Absolutely, because they do.
You know?
They're creepy.
Creepy is one word I would definitely say... suits a serial killer. Yes.
Perfect.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, next week we're going to have some more business things. I have a really good friend that I'm talking to, trying to get a date scheduled hopefully for next week.
Heck yes.
And he is out of the Bay Area and he is amazing and he is very big involvement with Orange Theory Fitness and he does some really special things. So.
Heck yes.
Yeah. So, news to Lee.
Oh, thanks. I'm like, oh, cool. Who is he?
So, anyways, that's it for this week, y'all. I hope you have the best rest of your week or whenever, whatever day you're listening to. I hope it's great for you.
Yeah.
So.
Take a moment to be grateful for what you have.
And to be alive.
Ugh.
Look around at how lucky we are to be alive right now.
And go watch Hamilton.
That was great.
That was from Hamilton. Okay.
Love it.
I will never sing again. I'm so sorry.
Okay. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening. Like us on Instagram. Rate us. Review us. Bye.
's your home, and I need to ask you a few favors. In the kitchen, there's a spider stuck between the window and the screen, and I know it's dead, and technically it's outside, but it's still freaking me out. Can you flick it out or something? Also, just to save some money, and it's super easy, could you bundle your home and car insurance with Geico? Last thing, could you take the holiday decorations down? Yeah, I'm one of those.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Now more than ever, it's critical that customers find accurate information about your business. LocalWorks by Yahoo Small Business makes it easy to add, edit, and publish business information across 70-plus local directories from a single dashboard. Ensure your business is found with LocalWorks and save 10% today by using code LWPODCAST. Visit yahoosmallbusiness.com/local to find out more.